The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at arizonalottery.com.
He's been working hard and has looked good in his rehab, and it's kind of the same plan with Beanie as far as coming off PUP and doing some things in practice and seeing where he'll go. I'm sure that we're going to be able to get him into the game at some point. I don't know if it's this week or next week, but just the fact that he's off PUP and working out now is a great sign.
Oh, good to have Jeff King back. It is good to be back in Flagstaff. Here we are, Cards Daily Report, azcardinals.com. It's good to be back alongside Darren Urban. Yours truly, Paul Calvisi. And all right, Jeff King, starting tight end from a year ago, versatile tight end. I mean, you know, the best blocking tight end, correct?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. And Jeff King, I think, had a better year than anybody thought he was going to have last year, and I think that was good. I mean, don't tell Jeff that because I'm sure he'd be offended. But, look, he had a really good year last year for this team. I think he's somebody that this team needs. And when he got hurt over the summer, that was kind of a bummer of a deal. But he's going to be back. He's hoping to play for the first time maybe in Tennessee. And I don't think there's any question that he'll be ready by the time the regular season opens. You know, so I think that'll be important.
And he has good hands. I mean, you know, typically, or at least we thought, when Jeff King was in the game, all right, 80% of the time they'll run the ball. That wasn't necessarily the case. They would keep defenses on their toes because he's a threat in the passing game.
Well, and again, I think that's where he exceeded expectations. I think people knew he could block. But the fact he can catch the ball a little bit, you know, I think in the end, you know, again, he's not going to be Rob Gronkowski. But if he can make some catches here and there, I think that's a huge thing for this team.
All right. And good to know that, all right, the blocking tight end is back because, you know what, you got a couple of running backs who could be back against the Raiders. Break it down for us. Let's start with Ryan Williams.
Well, Ryan Williams is supposed to play against the Raiders. That's what Coach Ken Wisenhunt was saying today. You know, obviously things can always change in a week. But after missing these first two, it looks like he's going to give it a shot. So that'll be an important thing. And, you know, bouncing over to the other running back with Beanie Wells, you know, he's going to get in some padded practices this week, see how he reacts. My personal feeling is it's probably unlikely he plays this week, but, you know, you might be able to aim for that Tennessee game too. So I think he's pretty close to being able to play in the game too.
You know, Beanie didn't make the comment, all right, I need one, maybe two preseason. I need the preseason. But he said one, two. So it sort of denoted, all right, maybe he's leaning towards the last two. Ryan Williams has admitted, all right, I need these games mentally. It's a challenge. Greg Toler has said the same thing. It's not just the physical part of it. It's the mental part of coming off these knee injuries, isn't it?
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, these guys aren't cleared to play until they're physically ready to play. So anytime you're not playing in these games, it usually has to do with the mental side of things. Are you ready for the mental grind? And let's face it, once you get in a game, it does come down to the physical, too, in terms of being able to take a hit.
Larry Fitzgerald looking great out of here at practice, especially in the red zone drill they were just running. Fitz just won a major award, and the season hasn't even started. So explain that to us here, Darren.
Well, Pro Football Weekly gives out a Humanitarian of the Year award every year. This is the 14th year they've done it, and this year Larry Fitzgerald was the recipient. And I think at this point everybody kind of knows that, you know, Larry does a lot of things for the community, especially and communities outside of the country.
Yeah.
You know, he goes with a Minnesota neighbor of his who runs the Starkey Hearing Foundation, and they give hearing aids to underprivileged children around the world in Africa, places like that. You know, he went to Ethiopia earlier this year to help with Anquan Boldin to raise awareness of the drought and the famine there, help dig ditches for irrigation, those kinds of things. I mean, he's a big giver of his time. And, you know, some of it is so he gets to see the world like he wants to see it. But, you know, this is something that his mom instilled in him a long time ago. You know, he was around it at a young age, and he's just decided to keep it up. And, you know, again, it's as Coach Wiz was saying today about the fact that he means so much to this team and he means so much to the community. And we're talking about the community of the world, not just here in Phoenix.
I mean, when he takes a flight all the way to Africa and is there for about 12 hours and then flies back to make the start of camp and actually do interviews for his charity event at the end of this month, right, for the Carol Fitzgerald Foundation. I mean, you know, then there's other events like Calais Campbell during the holidays where he shows up, he puts the hood on, and he takes kids around Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing to watch Fitz. And you know what? Ken Wisenhunt was more than happy to talk about his star receiver.
You always wonder about guys when they're in that position, what they're going to do with that platform, and if they're going to try to help other people have a better quality of life. You know, and it's a very unselfish mentality to do that, and Larry is certainly got that. It's a credit to his mother and father and the way they raised him.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm really humbled. You know, there's so many guys around the league that do great work. So, I mean, even on our team, from Sam Machos to Calais Campbell to Adrian Wilson, I mean, there's a lot of guys that are deserving. And, you know, I don't feel, you know, comfortable even talking about myself like that. But, I'm fortunate and I'm humbled that they would honor me.
I know, speaking of Coach Wisenhunt, he had an answer for playing time questions coming up against the Raiders, and it went something like,
"Yeah, I'm not going to worry about it. Play counts don't matter to me. Snap counts don't matter. We're going to play till we get it right." And that's probably what you'd expect at this point after those first couple of games.
Yeah, and he's running a demanding practice so far this week as well. For Darren Urban, I'm Paul Calvisi. The Cards Daily Report on azcardinals.com.